I've been following you for days. Well, nights, to be more accurate. Let's just call it weeks. I know all your habits, your favourite spots for a late night snack or a drink. You usually go out alone, but I've seen you a few times with friends. I've seen you drunk and handsy, but never with anyone who might be romantically or even sexually involved with you. Because you seem like the type to value physicality over emotional bonding. At least once the sun goes down, along with your inhibitions. I've tracked your routine paths around this place, and the more I watch you, the more I want you. It's not that I need you. No. I could have anyone I want. I'm not nearly as picky when it comes to feeding. I have my pick. Sometimes two or three carefree young people in one night. No. This is for something else entirely. This is about sex. This is about seduction. Getting you to trust me. And I want you to get off. And then I want to take you completely. I want to see that orgasmic glaze in your eyes disappear, replaced by dawning fear. You like a little pain with your pleasure. I know that by now. It shows in the way you dig your nails into your palms when you're leaning against the wall at the bar, too drunk to dance anymore. In the way you hug yourself too tightly against a gentle breeze. The way you bite your lip too hard when you're with someone you find attractive. I want to take that and use it against you. I want to kiss you hard, rough, dominant. I'll nip down your jaw and start to kiss your neck, finding your pulse without even trying. My tongue will flit over your skin, leaving a trail of wetness that turns cold and makes you shiver. I'll suck lightly, as if I don't want to leave a mark for you to be embarrassed about in the morning. Oh, but once I get my hands on you, you'll beg me to be rough. You'll tell me to go harder, to suck a hickey for you to be proud of. You'll get so worked up, you'll sigh for me to bite you. And I will. At first, it will be almost timid, but I'll only be teasing you, making you beg for it. Of course, you'll be scratching me and tugging my hair by the time I finally give you what you want. My teeth will rest against your skin at first, a gentle pressure there along with my lips and tongue. I'll suck the flesh a bit into my mouth, chapping it lightly between my front teeth. As you groan and sigh and want for more, I'll bite down harder. I'll travel your neck, leaving dimples and kisses all over until I invariably find my way back to that thick, pulsing vein. I'll lick it first, concentrating the pleasure there, making you arch your head back to give me all the access I need. My hands cradling the back of your head. I'll suck and tease until you're bucking your hips into mine, until you can't take it anymore. That's when I'll get what I need. The points of my fangs will pierce your skin, cutting perfect little holes directly above that rushing blood. You'll only feel a little sting. Unless I'm in a particularly rough mood, of course. Then, with my lips back on you, I'll suck again, this time drawing blood. Your warmth will gush over my tongue, coppery and sweet, while your eyes flutter with bliss. Your knees might even buckle. But don't worry, I'll have you in a fast grip. I won't let you draw back. Won't let a drop of blood spill anywhere that's not between my lips. I'll tongue the punctures, making you moan, making your heart race again suddenly, bringing more hot liquid into my mouth in a burst. That's when you'll feel the fear. I'll take as much as I want until you can hardly move. With each swallow, I'll feel a new spurt of energy deep within me. My own skin will get warmer until I've taken all of it from you. You'll feel my hands, my skin on yours. I'll be burning up against your cooling flesh. You'll feel faint, woozy, unable to think. I'll lay you down, bend over you, fuss to get you comfortable. You'll trust me again. I'll take care of you, and what you need is a drink. You'll part your lips when I tell you, expecting cool, refreshing water. But once I lay you down, I'll slice my wrist. A fine blade, honed to perfection, will open a length that fits your mouth perfectly. I'll press my skin to your lips, and my blood will pour over them. You'll swallow it easily, without thinking. Gulp after gulp, thirsty as a wanderer in the desert. You'll begin to stop shivering as your skin regains its former warmth. You'll breathe easily as your heart picks up. Soon enough you'll feel quenched and push my arm away. When you finally open your eyes, you'll be mine, a slave and a partner, a brand new vampire.